Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thank you very much, Laura. This is my first podcast. So excited.
So excited to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm a born New Yorker, lived here all my life in the center of the city. Absolutely adore England, go there whenever I can. And I have two very grown sons and two very grown granddaughters and three cats.
Oh, my gosh. I love this. And what part of New York? You're in New York City?
Or yes, I am. It's called the Upper West Side. Mm-hmm. And it's about, it's in walking distance of Lincoln Center and the Met Museum. It's really great. I'm very fortunate to live here.
Yeah, I lived in New York. I live in Jersey City, but I work for a company in World Trade Center. So I spent about 14 years in New York City. Yeah, I got to see the World Trade Center really shifted over, like, you know, the reconstruction for most of the time up there. So
I were you there when the
No, I actually was in college when that happened. I moved to the city in 2006, so 5 years later. Yeah, and so pretty much most of my jobs were, I work at NYU, but then I ended up working at Pace University, which is just downtown by City Hall.
And then
I left the university setting and I worked at different companies, and most of them were based in the World Trade Center area. Uh-huh. I really fell in love with the Financial District and the Battery Park City area. It's, you know.
It's an amazing area. There's so many New Yorks in one New York.
Yeah.
So many different neighborhoods, and they're all quite different. And I love the area, which was the earliest part of Manhattan, settled a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
And no big skyscrapers then.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk about your writing. Tell us about The Boy in the Rain. What is that letter page?
The Boy in the Rain is a love story between a younger and an older man, set in Edwardian England in 1903. It is a very passionate, intense book. And not only do they struggle, as most couples do, to make a solid relationship, but of course they are also always in danger, as men were then who had same sex relationships. It was against the law, and at any moment some anonymous person could report you, and you would end up in prison with hard labor for 2 years. It was often killed people. Can I tell you how I wrote it?
Yes, tell me all about it.
Okay. It was very mystical. I had written some stuff as a kid, but then I, when I, let me see, oh, then I was a singer for many, many years. An opera singer and a ballad singer, and one day I was in a country house with a friend of mine, an old wood house, and there were wood stairs down the side of the house, and I was walking down them quite alone, and I saw two men, one younger, one older, in Edwardian clothes, standing on the stair. It was I just shivered, and of course when I looked at them, they weren't there. Whether they came from the past or from some deep, pardon me, I don't know, but I told two of my friends and they made a bet. They said, we bet you can write that story, or you can't write that story in six weeks. And indeed I did. And I had no idea what I was getting into, because of course it was a very much of a mess. and then many years later, I kept writing it and rewriting it, and I published several other books, and this still wouldn't come right, and finally it did. after well over 30 years, and I found the perfect publisher for it. And I'm terribly happy because I do love it, and I love the guys in my book so very much.
Oh my gosh, I love this story so much. I love the fact that it's not linear. It's not like this overnight happened. It was like, it's a bloodshed and tears. Like there was some dedication here, you know.
Really, actually, I didn't see the humor in this at that point, but when I would give up on it, which I do, you know, I gave up on it most of the time, and I printed it out and put it in a cardboard box, which I kept on the top shelf of my closet. So it never, the fact that the book was about two guys and in the closet for much of those years only kind of struck me later when I began to look back on it. But sometimes I said, oh, this is just for me, because publishing always wanted something else of me besides this. So, yeah. But I finally won.
Love this. I love it. 30 years or more, and the book is out. The book, baby.
The book is out. I can't believe it. There it is. And when I first got it, you know, it was like unreal to me. I was like stroking it, saying, you're real.
Yeah.
And then, you know, do I want to keep this just for myself? And then I said, well, you have no choice because it's printed now and it's out there everywhere, even in Australia. And I said, well, I guess I shared it.
Yes. Oh, I love this. All right. So let's talk some book recommendations. What kind of books do you tend to read?
Oh, golly. All kinds of books. I love historical fiction very, very, very much. I had looked for some of my favorite books and found out that I bought recently a great deal on Kindle. And so I didn't have covers, but I have a little pile here of some of the ones that I actually have in paperback. This is a wonderful book about the composer Vivaldi when he taught in an all-girl school. And one young talented violinist there had a strong romance with him. It wasn't really sexual, but he was the center of her life and her development, her musical development. Okay, now this one, it just so happened that I have a dear friend called Susan, who is also a writer, and I was working on The Boy in the Rain for a long time, as you know. And every day she'd write me emails and she'd say, you can do it, that's going to happen. And at the very same time, she was writing a book about how the musical Camelot finally came together and reached Broadway. And everybody knows the songs from the musical Camelot. So she made it into a novel, and it's called One More Seat at the Round Table. And it's from the point of view of a girl who becomes a stage manager and gets her first job working in the incipient company of Camelot. And it has Richard Burton and Julie Andrews as characters. And of course, she has a very wonderful backstage romance with a very handsome baritone who is understudying Lancelot. And this is my friend's book.
Yep. One More Seat at the Round Table.
Right. And we actually found publishers about the same time. And we're about the same stage in our journey of the books. And she's always encouraging me and I'm always encouraging her. So it's really been just one of the gifts. There's so many, as you go on this writing journey, you meet so many wonderful people, so many wonderful writers, and very often I write to them, oh gosh, I just picked up your book, or they write to me, and I have such a large number of writing friends, and consequently such a large pile of books that I mostly buy in Kindle these days, because there's no more room in the house.
Yeah, I love this. I love this so much. So Stephanie, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for asking me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatreadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.